going on here?
Nice day out there. I hope people out there, I know the traffic around the Somerville Medford area is tough. And hopefully you're not stuck in it. Let me read a PSA. Let me get the ball rolling here. Okay, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. As I said, it's a nice day out there today. And let's see if we can get the CD player to work here.
It's three.
Okay.
something that's bothering me. I was a rambling pony. Maybe I would roam from town to town. I was a rambling pony. Maybe I would roam. Maybe I would roam. Maybe I would roam from town to town. I've been looking for some woman, making my love just come on down.
Looked out the window, watched you walk away. Told myself if I wasn't gonna cry. I sat down to write a symphony, but it didn't turn out right. And oh, I just need you, I need you tonight. I took a walk outside this morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain. Watch the children laughing as they played, oh so joyful in their game. But you know I couldn't feel the same. Oh, no matter how I tried. And oh, I just need you, I need you tonight.
I didn't wait to the end there. Jennifer Truesdale from her brand new CD, Through the Circles. And that song was I Need You Tonight. Before that, we heard Peter Posnick, Showbiz Blues. Excuse me. he was recently here at the WMFO Live Day. Really great performance. And that was from his CD, The Mathematics of Love. And that was called Showbiz Blues. And we started off the top of the hour with The Nervous Eater from a brand new one they just come out called Record 10. And that was called The Tide. So we are going to have a guest in the studio today, and we are going to be talking to Aaron. Aaron.
How are you, Mike?
How are we doing?
Doing well.
Nice day out there, except for the traffic in the Somerville-Medford area with all the construction going on.
Well, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so that'll clear it all out.
There you go. It's got to go someplace.
So, been a while since I've been here.
Yeah. And you got a guest today. You want to speak a little bit about that?
Yes, I have the director, producer, writer, award-winning actor, Ralph Celestin is coming in. Talk about his brand new movie, Sella's Kitchen. It's world premiering in 3 weeks on the 28th on Friday.
And we should have him around the top of the hour, right?
Top of the hour.
Yeah, that should be good. So what's been going on with you up at WMWM? What's news going on?
Busy with interviews, talking to a lot of people.
You recently did the guy that wrote the book on the bass player for the Cars, Ben Orr.
Yeah, great interview. I'm having many interviews, many guests coming in. And when I was over here, more or less full time, on the weekends, you brought me a lot of great guests too.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff there, and Bob Nelson, we really can't thank him enough. He's archived a lot of those interviews.
Yeah, at WMWM917.com.
Yeah. If there's an interview you'd like to hear or something or know about, go to the Facebook What's Happening and ask Aaron, and he can point you toward that interview if you'd like to hear it again on your own.
And we have bunch of great local artists hitting the road, like Hannah Khan. She's got a 30-city tour coming up.
Yeah, it's great.
And Daniel Morelia has a bunch of things going on, too. Also, Martin Barr will be back in town in a couple weeks. We're lucky to have all these great venues throughout the state.
Yeah, there's a lot of these things, new thing called listening rooms. There's the winery in Boston. There's Nine Wallace up in Beverly, and plus we have the theaters up in Beverly. We have the Lockham and the Cabot, and there's some stuff in Boston. As you know, we have obviously the Paradise, excuse me, and Brighton Music Hall and Great Scots, and a lot of other clubs that feature, you know, the larger artists.
Yeah, Club Bohemia and Middle East.
Club Bohemia just came back into the mix a couple months ago after a short delay or stop of the music. We have a new club called The Jungle right in Union Square, and it's behind what used to be the Precinct. I think it's called the New York Brass area or something. Now I can't think what the name of it is, but it's right there. Right in Union Square, right behind the where the old fire station used to be. And PA's Lounge is now, Union Tavern. That's what it is, yeah. Thanks, Bob. Have to excuse me today. My allergies are kicking in.
Well, it's fitting. The rain will help get them out. But also, there's been a lot of porch fests.
Yeah, we just had a couple weeks ago, we had Somerville, and I believe this week is Arlington.
And Plum Island had theirs. Greg Guba came in from Arizona.
He relocated to Arizona?
He is in Arizona, but had him in, played a few new tunes, and love having the guests in.
Well, we wish him all the well and great success being out in Arizona, and he'll be missed in this area, but he does come back, and he goes on Aaron shows and plays some gigs.
And also, there was a great show. It was at the, in Arlington, at the Regent Theater.
Okay.
And then we went up to the Larkham with Tyler Morris.
Yeah. Also, I want to mention this weekend, on Sunday, at the Regent Theater in Arlington, there is going to be a memorial concert for the departed Asa Bremna. If you don't know who Asa Bremna was, he started years ago in a band called The Modern Lovers, which we know from Roadrunner. and that that band also produced people that went on to the Talking Heads and the Real Kids with Jonathan Richman. And then he was in Mickey Clean. The Mez was the first original band to play the Rat. You have to excuse me. And obviously, Little Robin Lane, the Chartbusters, the Idle Hands, a lot of solo stuff, lately the Naked Eyes, and he passed away unexpectedly about a month and a half ago at his home. He was an artist. He did spoken word. He was well known in the community. He made customized little guitars with a lot of trinkets or decorations on them, and one is in the hands of Keith Richards. And he left his partner and his 2 7-year-old twin sons. So there's going to be donations asked. If you can go there and donate, it'll be this Sunday at the Regent Theater in Arlington, I believe from around 2:30 to around 7. Please go, please donate, please help out the twins.
And the parking lot is around the corner. Plenty of parking.
Yes.
Because don't try parking in front of the Regent Theater because you will not find anything.
No, and it's on Medford Street, I believe. It's on a little side street. Great theater, like, you know, the theaters up in Beverly. You really need to support these venues that are supporting the local music scene. And anyways, we should probably get back onto the music. Anything else before we jump out? And at the top of the hour, the artists again...
Ralph Celestin.
Ralph Celestin will be in talking about which films is he?
Sella's
talking?
Kitchen.
Okay.
He is award-winning director for Boston to Philly. What a great movie that is! And we'll talk to him more. I'll let you take it away, Mike, and see you in about a half an hour.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
Come on. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and also on the web at WMFO.org. What you've just heard, starting with the last song, Jeffrey C. Palmer. This one's gonna be hot. Crom Fallon, Second Bloom, Brad Marino, Come On, Come On, and Tiger Bomb, Baby Come On, from their latest CD, although I hear they're working on a new one. That's, I'm not sure when they expect that to come out, but I hope real soon. Great bands. All right, and we'll continue on with some music here. This is the Pee-wees.
Come on, everybody, please. Standing ovation for the guys who rock the most. The Pee-wees are back on the road. They know how to rock. They know how to roll. Be ready to lose. See your face and I wonder why. Yes, we will.
take me where I wanna go. Where that is, I have to say, I really don't know. I've been working hard just like I'm supposed to. But these 60-hour weeks, they don't come free. I try to be my best for everyone and everything. But somewhere along this path, I'm losing me. I can't remember the last time I wrote music. I picked up my guitar and played it too. Trust me, I know that I'm no Elvis. But that's something that I always. Somewhere there's something to be found. Everything in me says I gotta get out. Get out and get back to her, to that little girl. She stares at me in photographs, her shining eyes delirious. She's begging me to come back home. When we
unsettled, a little tongue-tied. There's a cold wind blowing through the night. Break the conversation, mirror doesn't lie. Take a drink and it will be alright. Dark room with no lights, not gonna fall down without a fight. We breathe the same air and we look alive. The moon declares us in the dark at night.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford. You're listening to Dance Music Express Rock Edition.
My teeth are crooked, my hair is a mess. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. I got suburban blues and these Air Jordan shoes. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. Sugar's low, I fell asleep on the bus. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. If I don't tie my shoes, I'll fall on my face. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. Let's rock this place. I'm the hula hoop king on beach party day. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. Well, you know you wanna rock, you know you wanna roll. Give me my guitar, you're gonna lose control. We got something going on here, yeah. We got something going on here. We got something going on here. We got something going on here. Stage, I think I got a case. Give me my guitar, let's rock this place. I play my bongos till I'm blue in the face. Now give me my guitar, let's rock this place. You know you wanna rock, you know you wanna roll. Give me my guitar, you're gonna lose control. We got something going on here, yeah. We got something going on here. We got something going on here. We got something going on here.
Yes, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. We are at 91.5 FM on your radio dial, web streaming, WMFO.org. You're listening to Dance Music Express Rock Edition. I'm Mike Stewart, subbing. Daryl's on assignment. Hopefully, he'll be back next week. You just heard Everything. Great song. And we got a few more songs, and at the top of the hour, we will be having an interview. We will continue on with the music.